With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson doubling down on the need for better policy for health care as the government shutdown continues.
Subsidizing bad policy. We're throwing good money at a bad broken system, and so it needs real reforms. The reason it was never appropriate or never possible to be resolved on a simple CR, stopgap funding measure, is because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
In the meantime, food pantries in the Maryland and Virginia areas have been very busy. Furloughed NASA employee Elizabeth Anderson says she's very thankful for a meal prepared by World Food Kitchen.
It's a little challenging to be a federal employee right now, not knowing when we'll head back to work. I'm thankful for the work that World Central Kitchen's doing, just to give us a little extra cushion for the furlough.
Furloughed Department of Defense employee Humberto Lopez says that furloughed workers are faced with banks who still want their money.
I mean, my bank told me they're going to put us in forbearance when we miss our first payment, so it is what it is. We'll take the credit hit, and then hopefully this gets resolved, and we all get back paid, and we can, you know, become financially stable again.
Forecasters say Hurricane Melissa is shaping up to be one of the worst ever. It has intensified into a Category 5. Forecasters say it's nearing Jamaica at this moment, unleashing catastrophic flooding, landslides, and no doubt widespread damage. Melissa has already been blamed for at least 6 deaths in the Northern Caribbean so far. And a 6.5 earthquake striking Monday in open waters in the Atlantic. No reports of any fatalities. This is SRN News. Well, Americans weigh in on the Holy Bible and social issues.
According to a new poll of church-going adults released by the Family Research Council, just 47% believe that the scriptures offer clear guidance on the morality of homosexuality, and only 40% think this about transgenderism. The survey also finds just 51% of Americans who attend worship services regularly say the Bible is clear and decisive on the question of abortion. 59% think the Bible is clear about religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says he will challenge longtime Democratic Senator Edward Markey in 2026, arguing it's time for the party to embrace a new generation of leadership. Moulton caught flack from some members of his party last year for rejecting transgenderism. This is SRN News. Yet another record-setting day on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 rose 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.9%. Every major index added to records set on Friday. The gains kick off a week packed with potentially market-moving news. The Federal Reserve will make its next announcement on interest rates on Wednesday. Traders expect another cut to interest rates. Wall Street hopes that a meeting between the heads of the U.S. and China on Thursday will ease trade tensions. Some of Wall Street's most influential companies will report their latest profits this week. Damian Troisi, New York.
U.S. and Chinese officials say that trade deal between the world's two largest economies is drawing closer, although there have been a few snags along the way. They're trying to work things out. In the meantime, President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will meet Thursday. More details, SRNnews.com.